My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. This is not scheduled. This wasn't planned. This morning show, as most of you know by now, I had to cancel because the Magnifica had a server crash during the night last night. And there was no signal, none. When they finally got a little signal going, you couldn't stream. So it was another couple hours till they got it restored back to what it's supposed to be. Basically, I had a show done for this morning, but I just decided instead of doubling up tomorrow, I'll go on and knock it out today. That way, at least the podcast network gets it and it'll be up on YouTube. If anybody catches it on the replay, that's fine. A little information first before we continue on. By the way, no show on Friday. That's a disembarkation day and a travel day for me. And it's just not in the cards because I will have packed up my computer and everything and sent it down with luggage the night before. So, no show on Friday. I'm still planning on going to Tampa and the zoo Friday afternoon and get a back room a visit to the African plains. So I'm looking forward to that. The first day in the Magnifica, of course, you know, I've said all along that I think MSC gets a terribly bad rep. I like the MSC cruises I've been on, and that's coming from a standpoint that they got a lot of work to do on accessibility issues. But still, I enjoy the entertainment. I like the food. Last night at dinner, I had seafood ceviche. I had a shrimp cocktail. I had lasagna that was to die for. I probably ate 2/3 of it because it was literally, I was stuffed. It was a huge serving of lasagna. And then I had coconut pistachio and something I couldn't pronounce. I have no idea what it was for dessert. But it was good. The two other people that I was eating dinner with, Mary Ellen and with Gary, and everything they had in the meal was good. Gary had salmon and a shrimp cocktail, and I don't remember what he had for dessert. Mary Ellen had some kind of seafood thing. It had swordfish, and she loves swordfish. So, yeah, so there's three meals, and we were all totally satisfied. So breakfast has been the same way. It was good this morning. So, you know, when you hear all the stuff about how bad the food is on MSC, take it with a grain of salt. Go on one yourself, especially one like this one was a bargain for everybody that's on it. So you go in not expecting to have lobster every night. But still, perfectly good. All right, we're in Nassau. I went ashore for a while. I wanted to explore the new quay that they opened in May, because twice I got weathered out. And so I got in and was shooting a little bit of film on that. I found my lady that makes the pina colada, so I had to stop and have one of the yummy pina coladas. Where they used to, she used to be in the old crappy straw market. She's now got a nice little building down on the quay. And it was delightful. And then the storm from hell rolled in. I mean, it got dark and cloudy and windy and cold. And I headed back to the ship. I just went upstairs a few minutes ago because I thought, well, I get up on the top deck and try to, you know, film the other ships that are in port today. It's no way. I'm talking the winds blowing probably 30, 40 miles an hour. And it's probably in the 60s because the sun's shining now. But that wind is still cold. And the surf is, there's enough surf to break over onto the dock. Yeah, it's got pretty nasty. So anyway. I had a great time on Epic, and I'm having a good time so far in Magnifica. So that part of the dream is getting well lit here, folks. All right, so getting to the business at hand, so I don't get totally far behind on that. Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast for February the 6th, 2024, today. Is waste program working in Juneau? Also today, a man arrested after jumping overboard. Overnight in every port? What? Carnival Venezia cancels a port. Seattle to Sydney. And lots more here at 2:30 in the afternoon on the Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. If you're listening via the podcast, somehow, and welcome aboard. You can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcasts from. All the big guys, TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Pandora, Stitcher, Amazon Music, Apple products. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and I pop the fat. And as always, take this as my invitation to subscribe to this channel. It doesn't cost you anything. It allows me to keep doing what I do. So come on and join in. The bell notification will tell you when I post a new video or when I go live. And I'm trying to do a lot more of that and will continue to do a lot more of that. And don't forget to smash that thumbs up button too. So. All right, the top story this morning comes from our friends up in Alaska. Specifically in Juneau. In 2022, the city of Juneau, CLIA, that's Cruise Line International Association, and cruise lines formed agreements to offload less waste from cruise ship visiting popular Alaska cruise destination. The aim had been to lower the amount of waste offloaded from cruise ship by 90%. The local waste management company has now reported that the amount of waste offloaded last year was 92% lower than 2019. Along with waste reduction initiatives, stakeholders also agreed on a cruise ship limit that will reduce the maximum number of visiting ships per day to 5, will go in force in April of this year. So things are working out well in Juneau. All right, guys, I'll be back with a couple more stories after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And the next story today, folks, comes from these guys. MSC. A Turkish national was arrested after jumping off the MSC Bellissima while the ship was visiting Noha, Japan. The ship was docked at the time as part of a short Asia itinerary with port visits in Japan and China. And the man will possibly be charged with immigration violation for illegal entering the country. The incident happened at approximately 10 p.m. near Wakako Wharf, and the ship immediately activated emergency procedures and contacted local authorities to initiate search and rescue operations. The man swam ashore and was found to be on the quay, where he was arrested on suspicion of illegally entering the country. He has reportedly denied these allegations, claiming not to have realized the illegality of his actions as a violation of the Immigration Control Act. He was provided with medical treatment also. It's unknown whether or not the man is a passenger or one of the MSC Bellissima crew members. And an investigation into the incident is ongoing to determine what charges, if any, will be filed. All right, our next story today comes from Region 7 Seas. We don't ever get to talk about them, or not very often at least. Region 7 Seas Cruises, one of the world's most luxurious cruise lines, has announced 6 new cruises where the ship will overnight at every port of the voyage. These 6 cruises will take place on 4 cruise ships in Asia and Europe in 24 and 25. They are Seven Seas Splendor, Seven Seas Explorer, Seven Seas Voyager, and Seven Seas Navigator. All right. Back to our friends at Carnival. Due to severe weather impacting the Bahamas yesterday, guests on Carnival Venezia were unable to visit Half Moon Cay as planned. Unfortunately, no alternative port was available, as strong winds are widespread in the region, and therefore Carnival Venezia will be enjoyed a day at sea. And I tell you what, folks, the winds are brutal. I'm glad the winds weren't bad when we landed this morning, because if they were like they were when I was out there today, I bet you we wouldn't have landed. So anyway, it's cleared up and it's a nice sunny day now, but it's still cold and windy. All right. So, Carnival just announced a brand new voyage in 2025 that will travel between the Pacific Northwest all the way down to Australia. The 22-day sailing, part of Carnival Journeys program, set sail on September the 18th, 2025 on the Carnival Luminosa. Stops along the way will include Honolulu and Hawaii, Papeete in Tahiti, Moorea in French Polynesia, Noumea in New Caledonia, and then, of course, Australia. Guests will also cross the international dateline and enjoy 16 days at sea. Cindy and Pittsburgh Jason, it'll be right up y'all's alley. All right. I have no idea if anybody's in the chat room. Let's see if I can find that out. That does wrap up the news portion of today's show. So, well, somebody's in the chat room. Sandra James, where are you from? I'm from Virginia. And I'm in Nassau in the Bahamas, cruise, which I do all the time. Skinner says, hello, there's Katie. Hi, Katie. I was being to worry about you. How was the ship? Are you enjoying your cruise? Well, of course I am. What part are you in? I'm at the very front. My cabin number is 8002. It's a big handicap accessible cabin at the very front of the ship. That never bothers me where I am on a ship. So, but yeah, the cruise has been fine. The weather sucks. The weather wasn't the greatest last week. But it's, you know, like I say, it's cold and windy here today. So, all right, guys, so that's going to wrap it up for today. I'll probably get out tonight. I'd like to get out tonight and do some filming of entertainment. I did pretty much crash last night after the hotel debacle in Miami. Mercy, what a pain in the butt that was. Where are you today? I'm in Nassau. And the reason that the show didn't go this morning is the ship had a total failure of the inner workings of the Wi-Fi signals. The server totally crashed. And then it was 8 o'clock this morning before they could get anybody out of bed to start looking at it. So I decided to do this rather than to go out and find a place. I was trying to save as much time as possible. So I said, hell, I'll just throw it on here in the room. And I could give it, obviously, to make sure that I've got a decent signal back, because I didn't know about that either. So, all right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. Tomorrow's show will be, I'll be a day at sea for us. I will do the show at 11 o'clock like normal. And probably Thursday will be at 11 o'clock like normal too, even though that's at, private island. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, that's it for today. Thanks for stopping in, guys. I'm so sorry that today's show got screwed up, but at least we got a show on in the records. All right, guys. As always, stay safe, stay healthy. Think about cruising. And hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a great day, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow from a sea day on board the MSC Magnifica. Y'all have a great day.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry, so if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.